Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
The Kosciuszko. I reckon when I said those words, Jenny Graham would have just had a little smile on her face. Good morning, Jenny.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Well, thank you.
Victorum, how's he going after the Hinkler? That was a sensational win that day, Jenny.
Yes, it was. The turn of foot was explosive, very much so.
Had you seen that before? I mean, that took a few of us by surprise. We know he's a good galloper, but that was a real turn of foot that day.
Yeah, it was. I think the run was just race was just run to suit, and everything sort of fell into place. But look, he was doing really well leading into the race, so you know it was an explosive turn of foot, that's for sure.
How has he pulled up since?
Really good. Yeah, no, he's pulled up really well. From his last run, he's actually having a few weeks off now, having a break, just to basically get ready for the Kosciuszko.
Well, you tend to think he's been around. He's only a four-year-old, Rising Five. You've looked after him. He's only had the 16 runs. He's won 7 races. And by the looks of it, you haven't had any real hiccups with him.
No, we've had a few little ups and downs here and there. But overall, no, he's been quite good. You know, we sort of went through the preps, you know, pretty good, you know, naturally, like with all of them, you get a little bit of stump here and there, but overall, no, quite good.
When you look at his form this time, and he had the 4 runs, and he was finishing within a length of them basically almost every start.
Yes, he has. He has been performing really well. Even the run at Scone with running second, it was a great run. Basically, all of the runs that have been, you know, really good. It's just, you know, some runs have been a little bit luckier than others, that's all. But, look, he hasn't been finishing far away, so he's been an honest horse.
Looking at his form, Jenny, first up, he's had 5 goes for 2 wins. Second up, 4 goes for 2 wins. Working out a program into the Kosciuszko, what sort of run are you hoping to have it planned as?
Well, look, I don't know just yet. He'll definitely have a couple of trials so that he's solid enough. Whether we'll go into a run prior to it, I'm just not 100% sure yet. We'll just see how he's going forward. We'll just see how he's going. But, look, if I can get a couple of nice trials into him, and I'll be happy enough to go into it first up. But if we can also find something that we can run into suitable without doing too much travelling, that might even be on the cards as well.
Well, that's the luxury you've got, isn't it, that he goes well first and second up. So it's not like you've got to force your hand.
No, that's right. I think, a couple of runs he has, I really do think that he does excel. But, look, you know, he's still a good fresh horse, and if we can keep him sound and get the right run going into the race, look, I'm sure he's going to be very competitive.
I'm just looking through his form here now. Yeah, he's just been terrific for you. He's been so honest all the way through.
Yes, he has. Yes, he's even from a baby, he's been honest right through his campaigns on each preparations that he's had. He's always, performed to a very good standard.
Now, you've got lurking behind him in the background, just smiling as well as Awesome Pluck. It's got to be one you're setting for the Kosciuszko.
Yes, he'll be in shortly, getting ready. He's selling very well. We went out last week and had a look at him, and he's selling really well. So, hopefully going forward, he'll have a nice run going into it. But hopefully he will have a run going into it. So I'd like to see him have a run going into it.
Now, this bloke, you ran him at Port Macquarie in the championship there back on the 17th of February. That was his last start behind Lucia LaBelle.
Yes, it was. Actually, I was a bit disappointed that day. I didn't think that he ran up quite up to his expectations. But in saying that, we had sent him to Sydney because there was a little bit of a hiccup with him, and he had a bit of pressure in his back, and they advised us to sell the horse and give him sort of 4 months off. So basically that's what we're doing, and they feel that he'll come back quite fine. So hopefully everything going forward will be fine.
the pressure in his back? Was it just from jarring? What caused it? Do you know, Jen?
Well, the vertebrae were apparently, you know, there was a bit of fluid in amongst the vertebrae, so basically we had to get that settled down, and you know, they felt that the rest would do that.
Well, you've done the right thing. You've given him a decent break, haven't you?
Yes. Well, that was what we were advised. And look, he's a very nice horse. And, you know, naturally wanted to do the right thing by the horse and the owner.
When have you got him targeted to come back to the stables?
He'll be back very shortly.
So it's a little open-ended arrangement at this stage. You go and have another look and check him out. It's an open-ended arrangement. You'll have another look and check him out.
Yes.
I noticed you got a couple set for Grafton. Juice Sweet Tycoon for the quality up there.
Yes. Not sure whether she's going to run yet. There's quite a few nice lot of knots. And the other two-year-old, he's a nice horse as well going forward. You know, it might take a couple of runs, but look, he's a very nice horse going forward. There's plenty of noms and good competition.
And finally, Jenny, how many times a day are you nursing that new grandchild of yours?
I've got two now, actually. My youngest daughter had a son just on the weekend. So, yeah.
Goodness.
So I've got two to nurse.
As they say, you'll be riding one and leading one, Jen. You'll be perfectly balanced, one on either arm now.
Yeah, that's for sure. They're both doing really well, so no problem.
And a grin from ear to ear in between them.
That's it.
Yeah, right. Well, good luck. Good luck with Awesome Pluck and also with Victoria. Let's hope all goes well on the way to the Kosciuszko.
Thank you very much.